10-1 right, and a beginning of the visit with Woodard Coleman this Tuesday afternoon. Hot and dry, clouds all around, but we're in the middle. This Tuesday afternoon, the 15th of June, 1971. 10-1 right, and a beginning of the visit with Woodard Coleman this Tuesday afternoon, 15th of June, 1971. 10-1 right.
Come in here and cool a minute.
Yes, and I won't have much time. I'm in kind
of... Yeah, well, you can sit down and let me give you a glass of water.
Yes, sir.
Oh, have a seat there and tell me. It's unusual to see you off without Miss Annie.
Yes, sir. Well, she said she wouldn't come today. She is quite a little busy, you know, and I asked her, was she coming along with me? She said no. I told her I wasn't going to be gone long, no way.
But she's fine.
Yes, sir. She's doing all right. Yes, ma'am.
I was thinking about you.
We were just talking
about you the other day.
Yes, sir.
And this cold, this dry weather is hurting us.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Oh, you know, it's awful. You know, we got a one day evening, I don't remember now what the evening was, we got a pretty good rain, but you know, it's so dry, it don't last very long. Then we got a little sprinkle yesterday evening, but it don't look much like it this morning.
When did you get a good rain? We hadn't had any. At all.
See, was it Friday? Thursday or Friday? I don't know.
Oh.
The rain come from back over that way, kind of the northeast, like. I believe it's Thursday. I believe it was. Yes.
Why, where did you lucky step?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we got a good shower then, but you know, it was so dry. It don't last very long. A day or two it'll be dry again.
You
know.
Just have to have it more than a little bit.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, man, but we haven't had even a sprinkle.
No, ma'am. Well, that's it.
Oh.
And we got a little light sprinkle yesterday evening. It was just a little bit, you know, that wasn't very much.
But it sure must have rained somewhere yesterday.
Yes, I think it did. Back on the Gainesville side now, but the clouds hung back over that side, you know, yesterday evening late. And we got a little sprinkle out of there, just a little bit, not very much.
Why, Coleman, it thundered and lightened?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
And a little wind has come up?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But it's a hot, how you stand to pick those teeth?
Well, you know, I'm used to it, and it don't worry me so bad while I'm out there, you know, while I'm stirring out there. I get along pretty good. But Annie, she can't do so much at it. You know, one day, we was picking some one day, and she picking, and I didn't know she was getting too hot, and she like it got too hot to go to the house. I had to stop her.
Oh.
And she can't stand much of it now, the heat.
Mm-hmm.
But I can stand it pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Have you been selling any?
No, ma'am. I just planted some, you know, just to have some to give neighbors some and eat some, sell. And we save some for dry seeds for seed, you know. Now you can say when they're dry, the seed is just as good as them seed you buy out of the store.
And don't cost anything.
No, ma'am. Don't cost anything. Because we have plenty of them there anyhow wasted, you know, and we can save our own seeds.
Well, you have your pea patch.
Right down the house, you know, I got a cow in one part of the place. They ain't got too much there to plant, but with peas and potatoes, I just changed it out from one place to another, you know. Mm-hmm. Where I had potatoes last year, I put peas a row to a watermelon that this year and potatoes somewhere and just change from one place to the other. It'll make them all over the field, but the cows in the other part, you know.
Well, I'll tell you, if you don't get us some rain,
yes, sir.
We're not going to have any hay.
No. I was thinking it was going to be kind of rough on the hay this time if it don't rain.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man alive. Well,
guy,
look who's here.
Yes, sir.
Hello there.
How you doing, sir?
Good coming.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm glad to get it.
Can you see what he brought us there?
You mean a box of beans?
Peas.
Peas, yeah.
And okra.
He brought his little air, too. Nice?
Little cool air?
Yeah.
I like some more.
Ma'am. Okay. No, ma'am. That'd be a plenty. Thank you, ma'am.
Gee, well, I'm glad to see you.
Yes, sir. I'm glad to see you, too. I hadn't seen y'all in quite a while. I don't believe not since he's over here, I don't think.
I say I got to work, yeah. They come in with both barrels, and I don't want anything over on my side.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
Oh, man. I was by your place, and I wanted to come up there, and I had a car full of people.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I've been trying to catch up with you.
Yes, sir.
And you know, it's the hardest thing in the world sometimes,
yes, sir.
Isn't it?
Yes, it is. It sure is. That's the truth. Well, I was looking to catch y'all at home today. I told Annie I'd come up here and bring the little package in. If you wasn't there, I hadn't put my name on a little piece of pasteboard in the card in the truck, and I was just going to put it there so you knew who brought them here. And set them at the door. I was going to leave them there anyway.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, now, what you got over there now?
I've got a few little potatoes and just some little peas, you know, right around the house there. That's the thing like that.
Yeah.
And I had a few rolls of watermelon. Looks like the watermelon's going to do too much this time. It's so dry, watermelon. You know, some of them are just about to die.
Even dying?
Yes, sir. Well, we got a rain, I believe it's Thursday evening. We got a good shower of rain one evening. I think it's Thursday, I think. And we got two three little friends. We got a little light sprinkle yesterday evening. It wasn't too much. It didn't look like it this morning, though, of course. I plowed some, and the land was pretty dry this morning.
They got it all around yesterday.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I thought sure we gonna get a good one. You know, back in the north, it was a heavy cloud yesterday evening late, and I just thought we gonna get a good rain out of that cloud.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Somebody else got it, I guess, but we didn't get it.
No, it was coming this way, it looked like, for a while.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I just said sure we was gonna get it. I had went in the house and prepared for it, but you just got a little sprinkle in.
Well, now, what do you do about your watermelon? Just plant them over again?
No, sir. They didn't exactly die, but, you know, they was look like they was just about dying. And that little rain come last week, well, that live them up some. Well, they got some small watermelons on them. Well, I don't think they're going to do too well this
That's
year.
Right. Well, the watermelon, they'll grow to frost.
Yes, sir. They'll come out after get a good season. They'll come out and grow and put on a crop.
Yeah.
No way, you just got some for home use. It won't make no difference about them being late.
Yeah.
But these people have got them down here to ship. Don't look like to me they're doing too much with them.
I hadn't seen them. I hate
well,
them.
Well, I think they've been cutting some, you know, a little bit of watermelon. And his wife told me Saturday evening, they just about had to cut out all the ripe ones, but, you know, in the field. I think they got to wait on some more now.
Yeah.
Must be, you know, making two crops of them, you know. After the, well, they ain't getting much rain, but his watermelon had on a lot of little watermelon, but it's small. All is going to be small. And Mr. Wood's son over there, he got them planted over there. They're right down in the field, you know, where right him. That field where his son Billy. He got them in.
Oh, is that who that belongs to?
Yes, that's who got that. And I don't think he... Well, he might make some. I won't say it. They don't look like me. He's going to do very much in there.
Yeah.
Those watermelons don't show up too much.
Yeah.
Yes, that's who got that seed right across from the house, you know, right across the railroad there.
Well, you remember it last year, wasn't it? Or
The year before last.
The melons were naughty.
Yes, sir, they
but
were.
The price was so high.
Yes, sir.
They made more than they did when they did melons.
That's right.
Do
sir.
You remember that?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Everything they picked was, they didn't have any cores, did they?
No. That's the old Edison.
At one time they sold the car.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't know what the price. I never heard him say nothing about the price of them this time, but.
Well, those little ones down at the store were three for a dollar. That's not going to get you very rich.
No, three for a dollar.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, now, if you wanted to, if you would just put in a crop of melons right now, just for your own use.
Yes, sir. That's right, sir. Because I have planned them, lots of time, you know, in June. I had never planted them, you know, later than June.
Yeah.
And they made good melons, you know, just planted for home use, you know.
Yes, and these melons now, they just keep producing.
Yes, sir. If it get a rain, you know, them vines, they would put on a new growth, you know, and start all over again.
Yeah.
Yes, where the driver would cut them off like that, they'll grow out. I see them grow out and make good melons.
You know, I'm trying to keep that odor out of here so I can work.
Yes, sir, right.
But it's coming right in, you see.
Okay.
That's that smelly stuff. Do you get that stuff up there where you are? That smelly spray stuff?
No, well, they sprayed up. Where does this from Gainesville?
Yeah.
Yes. What, you spray in the house? Well, I never had tried to get them.
Yeah.
Spray for them.
Moths and roaches too.
Yes, sir.
Everything. Yeah.
We just get carried off, but we don't like the smell.
You see, Fade got that little panel up front.
Yes, sir.
And one time the moths got in it, just about run it. And so she's had to have them come out here every now and then.
That's right.
I think if we did it just once a year and then did it ourselves, we might.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yes. Well, I guess when you spray them, it just cleans up everything. Now, you spray under the house? How do you handle that out there? Just spray around the edge of the house?
That's all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it'll kill them on the inside?
No, he sprays inside too.
Oh, in the inside?
Oh, yeah.
He sprays all around it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
See, when they spray, then they guarantee not to have them.
Yes, sir.
But it's a right, you have to smell the stuff, and we don't like that.
No.
Oh, it don't matter, you know, except every now and then. Let me tell you, these fellas that come out here, we have been wanting to put in some sweet potatoes.
Yes, sir.
And I keep telling them, oh, well, we'll go up there and see Coleman. And see if he can sort of supervise it for us down here.
Yes.
I got a nice little acre down here where I could just put a strand of barb over there and you know what?
Yes.
I kept thinking, you see, it would rain.
Yes.
And everything would be all right.
Yes.
But instead of that, it gets drier and drier.
Get dry. Well, it might probably start raining. Now, if it'll be time. July would be time enough for the sweet potatoes. Anyway, you can put them on July and it'll be all right.
It will?
Yes. Of course, the latter part of July, if you put them out then, they have lots of small ones. You don't like, they don't have time to grow, material good, make it larger. But July is all right. We always thought June and July was time to set out vines, you know, but if you could have the draws earlier, we'll set them out to try to make vines out of them, you know.
Yeah.
Yes.
What they had in mind was getting a hold of you in time where you could put out enough of those draws where they could get some vines.
That's right. Yes.
And You see what it done?
Yes, sir. That's right.
The boy put out that little garden out there, and it's about burned up.
Yes, sir. Well, what did he plant there in the garden?
Just a little of everything. Just piddling, you know.
Yes, sir. Well, I guess that clay land, when it get dry, it's pretty bad, isn't it?
Yes.
Do it hold moisture pretty good?
It holds moisture pretty good. You see how the grass is?
Well, I had no notice of these. Well, I see how it was before, you know. I had never noticed it.
Now, we cut that field over there for hay, but it wasn't any good. It's dry.
Yes, sir.
But it had grown out sort of halfway. We just cut it off in order to get ready for the rains if they come.
That's right.
I put 400 pounds of fertilizer on that and then put the ammonium nitrate on it.
You did?
So it was ready to go.
Yes, sir.
But never got any rain.
No, sir. That's right.
Not enough.
No.
So I've been trying to get ready for the winter, you know, get a little hay ahead. Good
hay, yes, sir.
Emma's going to want a little.
I guess so. I think she'll need a little too, because the way things look, I don't like I want to make anything around that for her to eat.
No. Well, now this time you can just, when we make it, you can just bring your truck over here and load it up.
Yes, sir.
Out there and get it fresh and pick out what you want.
I hope you'll be lucky enough to make some, because but maybe the rain will come time enough for that. It might, I don't know, for hay.
Yeah.
But it got to be pretty soon, though, ain't it?
It sure makes you feel better getting in the winter with something in your barn, don't it?
Yes, sir.
Also, having a lot of livestock and nothing to feed them, that's bad.
It is. Yes, sir. You know, these fellows, they got the hay price up pretty good now around here. They want a pretty good price for it. And I reckon if you don't get no rain, make a good crop of hay, it'll be worse next year.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, Suzanne and them, they come out here every now and then, and they ask about Miss Annie, you know.
Yes,
she's
sir.
The one that they interested
That's
in.
That's right, sir.
And I don't know, it's been a bad spring.
Yes, sir.
Or summer, whatever you call it.
Yes, sir.
Seems like we haven't compassed anything.
No, sir. Yes, it has been pretty bad. And now, you know, people trying to farm, I guess it's pretty rough on them, you know. So I don't think anybody farming you for making any money out of the crop, they don't look like it's me. Prospect don't look so good for that.
My old car's broke down, too.
Yes.
Both of them.
Yes.
That's hard on me.
Yes, sir.
And I had to work on the old tractors. How's your truck doing?
They're doing very well. Yes, boy. I guess it better not break down, because if it do, I can't do no walking and the hell broke down.
It's got to run.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And wouldn't have nothing to depend on then but him.
Well, now, if your truck just don't break down and you can drive it down over to Buster's or down here somewhere to get somebody to work on it, that's one thing.
Yes, sir. That's right. These last few times I've been going over here to Grove Park, I guess it's a man over there by name of, I don't know, Pond over there at Grove Park. I don't know if he's any kin to the man, whether he used to buy a producer over there, a citrus or not, but it might be. Anyhow, he runs a junk place over there, and he's a pretty good. I went down here on the Orange Lake to that junk place a time or two down there. I quit and went over here. I like over here to Grove Park best, you know. Sometimes you have old. That's something nice.
Nice, isn't it?
Yes. I guess we go get rain before it's done. It'd be so much rain after a while, you'll be wanting it stuff.
Yeah.
And he got have a lot of calls on that. So he needs sometimes he can take a piece off of them calls if he having the need, and he has lots of. And then he still buys, because I've been out there, and he's working on mine. He bought one from somebody, and he brought it in. You know, he take parts off of them.
Yeah.
And fix your cars. Again, get new parts too far. I like his work all right. He put, when I went to the inspection station last August, it was August's time here to go again. He the one fixed the truck up, put brakes on it and everything, and I didn't have no trouble. Didn't have nothing done. That's the only time I ever went to that place and didn't have to have some work done. All the rest of the time I'd go there, where somehow I'd have, you know, they got a little go-ride not far from that place. Over here, where I went is over here outside the house on the end of Larkin. And the little garage there, look out to me, them people stand there with one another. You go to the inspection man, why you find something, then you got to go right across there. I either go somewhere else, and that's the closest place, and you will go across there. And I think fix it so that man can make some money over that garage. But last time I went, I didn't have no trouble. It was put that on screw and didn't have a bit of trouble. That's the only time I ever went there. I believe that's the third time I went there, I think, since I started.
Well, you know, I done that this time. I went clear over to Trenton.
You did?
Yeah. And the man put me right straight through.
Yes, sir. Didn't have no trouble.
No, sir. But over here, they always.
Yes, sir.
Every time I've been there, they've caused me trouble.
Look like to me, they look out for one another.
Now, I don't mind. And this man, there's just one man there.
Yes, sir.
He run a garage.
Yes, sir.
So if he found something wrong, he could fix it himself.
Fix it himself. He'd get all the money, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And that's perfectly all right with me.
Yes, sir.
Just so he fixes it.
Fix it, that's right.
But over here, out that Gainesville.
Yes, sir.
You just couldn't please him.
No, sir.
That was too much for me. I don't think I'll ever go back to
that. Fellow told me making over there. Please, Saturday. Saturday it was. He said he carried his to Gainesville last week sometime. I think he got to get a new tire. I think he bought it Saturday and got to carry it again this week. Said he told him he had to have a tire for it to let go.
Yeah.
It's lots of them. Looks like they'll make you do something. Now, if they buy tires, something be wrong.
Yeah, they want some tread on them tires.
Yes, sir. Where they got it now, you can't wear our tires like you used to. You used to run tires as long as it would go, you know.
Yeah.
But can't do it now.
Yeah.
Unless you just bring it back and change it after you go through the inspection.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yes, sir.
You know, up here, up in town, where they got these places, a lot of cars, they just keep a good set of tires there for the inspection.
Yes, sir. They intend to get your money all right now. Just see where they have the best part of it too. Well, I guess I better go on. I got to go by the store and stop there a minute or two for the rain. I better go get back home before the rain starts.
Well, I'm gonna tell you. I'll tell you what. If you get out, if you don't take your time and I let it rain on you, it might not rain.
Well,
don't do anything that would stop it.
No, I won't.
It acted like this yesterday.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But you know, we'll get it. I guess June. I guess you. If you don't get it June and July, I don't think none of us will make nothing.
There won't be anything left, will
there? No, it won't.
You know, I asked him, you know, was he selling any of these peas? And he said, no, he liked to grow things just to take his friends.
Yeah.
And that's one of the nicest things, isn't it?
Yes, I've always wanted to have something.
Yes. Well, you know, they say they don't look much like green beans. It's been so dry. The peas made all right through this dry weather, but it's been so dry. You know, after you pick them, Now, we picked them yesterday evening. And as the cloud was making up, I said, I tried to get them picked off. I told that I started to go up here yesterday evening. I said, well, I'll wait till tomorrow. And before the rain, I didn't want them to get wet in the field. And the day, I just put them in that little box. And the day, it looked like some of them was trying to turn the color, turn yellow, you know.
Yeah.
I guess from this hot weather and it's so dry, I guess.
Yeah.
And it's just in that little box there. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Because I picked out a few of them yellow-looking ones before I left the house there. I told that lots of people don't like them, you know, the yellow ones, the full ripe ones like that.
Yeah. Well, now, what can you do when it starts raining now? Can you put in something else?
Well, I guess, like, it's peas, if the land not too wet, and now you put in, we'll say, if you have the vines, you can put in sweet potatoes till up in July, you know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't plant sweet potatoes if I was going to dig them. Not here, no later than in July. Well, then we plant the last of July. They'll have lots of small ones, but, you know, some bigger feet, but it won't make good large ones like the one we planted earlier.
Could you put some squash and eggplants and things like that out?
Oh, yes, you can put them out. And you put them out in August, you know.
Yeah.
Last August.
Yeah, you can put them out later.
Yes.
Yeah.
What about greens?
Yes, them too. Yes.
So all you need is a little rain and that little, if you had a little help, that would be good, wouldn't it?
It'd help our rice good to you, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Let
me tell you,
yes.
I've got these tractors here, but you see, just to run a tractor up there, right, tedious, especially to carry your equipment.
Yes, sir.
And I was trying to get this fella to go in with me, and we'd get one of those little flat things, flat tops.
Yes.
Where you just drive your tractor up on it, and your hair, or whatever you got, and pull it wherever
yes.
you're going.
That's right.
And that don't take any time.
That's right.
And see, that way, I could pull that stuff over there, and you could do it yourself, or get somebody to tractor it.
Yes, sir.
And it goes a little bit faster than dust.
Yes, sir.
Especially in hot weather with
yes,
a mule,
sir.
Don't it?
Yes, sir. Be much better than with a mule.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And I tell you, that's the trouble, you see. I get tied up in this, you know, this sort of weather, you just don't get much done.
No, sir, you don't.
Whatever.
You sure can. Well, I tell you the truth about it. You get out there, you can't do too much. If you do, why, you might cause a doctor to be there.
That's right.
Yeah. Get too hot, you know.
Yeah.
Be pretty hot out there sometimes, but I guess that's pretty good, you know. I've been used to it all my life, you know. And
yeah.
I get along fairly well out there. But I try to look out for myself not to overdo the thing, you know.
Yeah. Now, you have to do a right smart running around.
Yes, sir.
You can't stay there right on your place all the time, can you?
No, sir.
You got to run over, make an OP, or down to McIntyre.
Yes, sir. If anything to go for, I have to be one who would go.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you got to, even though you're not working, you still got a right smart run around to do.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I have a plenty to do. You take right round the house there, you know. Everything put your hand on probably is be my job, you know. And when I get through with it, I'll be done a good deal. And nothing show up with what I have done, but I'll be done a whole lot of the work there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, now, since the railroad cut out all that brush out there in front of your place, you haven't had any. That's helped you a lot, hasn't it?
Well, you know, they mowed that down, but they brought the tracks up there for the Elston, but they didn't mow it this time, this year.
Oh.
The last year time they mowed it down good,
yeah.
And it done it was lots of help. But they what they done this year, the train come along there, the spray was some kind of a spray, and it got it so far, it killed, the weeds dead so far, but you know, they couldn't go, come out as far as they could with the tractor and mow it down.
Yeah.
But the weeds is dead. Them weeds hadn't grown up then, though, just about high as a man, just about. Yeah.
Oh, they was already coming back?
Yes, sir. Yes, it is. They hadn't, mice hadn't come back. You know, in 1 year, they'll grow up 4 or 5 feet high. They went over, some of them, and cut them down with section hands, cut some, and they sprayed them and killed lots of it.
Yeah.
But it looked pretty raggedy out there yet. We don't have no train. I knew that passenger train. I guess you knew that. You were taking it off. We had a little freight train out there. It come along during the night. It was late this morning. Come to Roseville after daylight this morning. But that first time I see a train in 2 months. I guess I'd hear it at night, and that's all.
I don't see it anymore.
No, sir.
Oh, that's sort of curious, ain't it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But you know, I had been used to seeing trains every day there, you know, but don't see none of that.
Oh,
just a railroad out there, and that's all. I'm just back there just in that scrub with the railroad and the owls and the coons, possums and things.
Yeah. let me tell you something. I saw Mr. Guthrie the other day, Coleman.
Yes.
Oh, it's been a week or so.
Yes.
And she had just been over to Hawthorne to pay some bills.
Yes.
Telephone bill and what else? She'd pay a light bill down here ready. But she went over there to pay her bills.
Yes.
And I got thinking about that afterwards. She got to go clear over to Hawthorne to pay her telephone bill.
Yes, sir.
Now, that's a long ways, ain't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, sir. It's a long ways.
Well, now, do you do the same thing?
Well, you know, I don't have a telephone.
What do you got?
Sir?
She paid her gas bill, I guess, too.
Yes. Well, I guess, and now they used to get gas. I think they used to keep the gas at the house. They used to, you know, and they'd get it from, I don't know, I think they buy about 50 gallons. Used to, and the old man was living.
Uh-huh.
At the time, and the Hawthorne man bring it out there, and I know that's where they used to get the gas.
Yeah.
But they get their mail come out on the route. They get the mail Hawthorne, we call it Hawthorne out there. But see, they get the mail on the route. The route man come around and bring the mail up that road.
Yeah.
That's it.
You get yours out
there
too?
No, sir. I get mine here. You know, every.
Oh, you come down every.
Yes, sir. But I could, I guess, it's get mine up here. This year's mad, but I had changed to Macanopy, you know, and get through Macanopy.
Yeah.
But this year, man, what bring their mail, he don't come back in this way at all. He just come from Cross Creek side and going up by Pfeiffer and going back around Hawthorne.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, what do you have to pay your gas bill.
Well, I just buy it anyway.
Huh?
I pay that anywhere. Anywhere, I just Macintosh, Ilson, anywhere.
Oh, you just get it?
Yes.
When you get it, you pay for it.
Yes. I just go to drive and truck there, you know. That's what my gas is. So,
as
the money be kind of low,
Don't you cook with gas?
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, that's right. He come over here to Williston.
Yeah.
That fellow you see come around through here with the little yellow truck, he's one bringing up there.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, now, do you pay him when he comes?
Yes, sir. I've been paying him all the time when he comes, except this last time he comes. Now, you know, he missed coming up. We have two of them little tank cylinders, or whatever you call them. And this last time, we owned the last one. I left word to make it over for him to bring me one. And he was getting pretty light, the last one. You know, and he'd bring one and he'd pick up one, you know, and I'd pay him for that. And this last time, he asked me, and he didn't like that way I did it. Put in two more, that would make four. And when he come, he'd be two he'd have to pick up, you know, that. And she didn't like that so well. I guess we'll try and see how it's going to work. Cause he set out then three of them things there, and I paid him for one then, because I could have paid him for the other two. Now I still owe him for two, and I'm going to leave way down at the store for tell him to come up there tomorrow and get it. I'm going to try and see how it'll work. But the way it is now, when he come, if he pick up two, that'll make me have to pay him $17.68.
Yeah.
One of them would cost $8.84, tax and all.
Yeah.
And if he come pick up two, you know, he whole lot easier to pay $8 than it is to pay $17.
Yeah.
And so he didn't like that so well. I don't know. I thought we'd tried. We get this first paid up, you know. I owe him two tanks now. That's the only time I ever owed him since he started coming up there. But
you pay him when he comes up there.
Well, I've been paying him just like cash, you know. That's the reason, I guess. Look, seems to me like if he waiting for the other man, he could come up there every time. Well, he would have to come every time. When he come to Ilson, that's where he do bring you. Right on down the road, that's it. Drive around down the road and bring mine. But look like to me, getting to the place now, he don't care about taking the trips like he think he'd make a drive up there and don't get nothing or something like that.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. I guess I don't do much like that way of paying for them too, because I mean, when they get empty, and he come pick them up, he'll pick up two at a time.
Yeah.
That'll make me owe him two for two them tanks or cylinders or whatever you call them at one time. When I just before,
yeah,
I just only ordered for one when he come and pick up.
Yeah.
Well, now look here, Coleman. What's you now? You see, now I didn't ask Mrs. Guthrie about this.
Yes.
But now, she got to have the money.
Yes, sir.
And if she takes it up there, she got to have it in her pocket.
Yes, sir. Got to have it in her pocket.
Just like you.
Yes, sir.
If the man comes there and brings you a cylinder of gas.
Yes, sir.
You want to take the money out of your pocket and pay him.
Pay him, that's right.
Well, that means you all are taking money around on your person.
Yeah.
And that's why you see people getting afraid to live out by themselves.
That's right.
Now you see, I got a billfold in there, and I haven't got a thing in it.
No, sir.
No, sir. I'll show you my billfold.
Yes, sir. And you know that's something to think about,
yes,
too.
Yes, it is, Coleman.
Yes, sir.
Especially,
yes,
these people who live.
Yes,
that's what people are looking,
yes,
for.
Yes, that's what it is. Yes.
Well, I got a little in it now, but
yes,
generally I don't have much. Yeah,
that's
not,
right.
You just looked at it.
Yes, sir.
Well,
you know,
I'm looking at
no,
it.
Well, I,
generally, I don't have enough to buy $10 of gas.
Yes.
That's right.
I don't know how come to have that in there now, but
yes.
I've got a little.
Yes, sir.
What does that say? Mostly $1, isn't it?
Yes,
yeah.
Well, I wouldn't get far. What's that? That's five?
Five.
Yeah, that's all the money I got on there.
Yes.
Well, you sure don't want it to get around that anybody has any money on them.
No. No, that's right, because that's what they're looking for anyway.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Now, I got this check. Got a checkbook in there. And they charge, what did they charge? I forget what it is. It used to be a nickel. It's probably a dime now.
Yes, yes, sir.
They charge a dime for a check.
Yes, sir.
You write a check, whatever it is, $10, $5, $2 and a half. Just sending that check through will cost you a dime.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, I got so I'd rather do that than carry the money around.
Yes, sir. Well, that is something to think about too. Now, of course, now when this man come up there, bring the gas. Well, he would mostly be by himself, you know. But still, you know, he could have friends of where he could keep them posted, you know.
Or just in general, if people know that you pay, anybody pays cash
all
the time.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Now these people get a welfare check. They can charge this stuff. Say they can have an account, don't you know, down here at Fred Wood's store.
Yes, sir.
And then when the check comes in, he can cash a check and take it out.
That's right.
Well, that's a help, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
That is a help. You know, I had never said give that a thought, you know, that make it sure is. Yes, sir. Well, that's what these people want to know if you have a little money on you, you know.
Yeah, that don't take much.
No, sir.
And Miss Guthrie and all people who live out like we are and everybody else.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Well, now, she probably got more money than you have.
I
don't
know.
She probably had right smart money around sometime.
Might have.
Well, now, where does she keep that, Coleman?
I don't know, sir.
Got to keep it around there in some drawer or something, hasn't she?
Yes, sir.
It sort of worries us.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes, sir.
We wish that people wouldn't do it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's right. It got to be kept somewhere.
You got to keep it somewhere.
Yes, sir.
And I guess if they come in looking for it, would it, you know? Well, they find it or not, they still could do the damage, couldn't they?
Yes, sir. That's right. They'll try to make you get up something somewhere.
Yes, they could bash you in the head.
Yes, sir.
Well, they find anything.
That's the truth. Because I just naturally believe there's lots of them where they do something to, they don't have the money. They just think they got it, you know. Well, they done the development then. It's too late.
Yeah. You don't get out and fish. Did you ever do much fishing?
Not too much. You know, around on them. I never did go in the lake very much. I don't believe I ever went out in the lake in boats three or four times in life. I go just like at the bridge and that place down on the railroad where I stand on the land and see.
Yeah.
Ponds like that's the most fishing I've done. I know this.
Well, I think all the good fishermen, they like to go out in boats.
Yes, they love the lake. Yes, sir.
I always rather stand on the bank.
I do myself, yes, sir, because it's it looks more safer, you know. And so many things happening now. Now, I got a brother-in-law and his sister at Hawthorne, her brother, her husband. He goes on Loch Lucy Lake, and he loves it. Go out there in that lake by himself, anywhere he wanted in that boat, and he told me, he said he can't swim not one bit. You know, I wouldn't want to risk it. So, and he don't care where he go out there.
Yeah.
It's anywhere you go.
Yeah. Now who is that?
His brother-in-law and his sister's husband.
Yeah.
At Hawthorne. His name, Amos Herr.
Yeah.
Yes. He just go anywhere he want in any of these lakes, you know. He's not afraid. But
he's not afraid at all.
Not a bit.
Goes out by himself?
Yes, he goes out by himself. Sometimes he goes with someone else. And he went out Sunday. So his boy was at our house Sunday and said his dad was going fishing.
Yeah.
But I don't like it so well going out like that. In fact, I'm not going myself. And since all these accidents and things happen, I know I don't.
Yeah.
If I stand on the land and down the good bridge out on the railroad down here to what we call the trestle down below my house.
Yeah.
Well, we'd be on dry land. If I happened to fall down, I'd fall on the dirt.
Yeah, that's right.
Won't be in the water.
I never did get the circumstances of this boy,
George Mitchell.
Yes.
I never did either. I just hear him say a little something about it. But if he was over here, and this lake right back of you here.
Yeah.
There's a sink around there in that lake. I reckon you call that Mr. Trash to see or he's in charge right back in there.
Yeah. Anyway.
And cause I plowed a little bit over there for Freddie once, and I went. I guess the same place where he drowned today. The Waterman Mule and these old lilies, horses, they were just a stick in there, and you see no cow using in there, and them things, I guess everybody fall in and break through them and go under. Well, there wouldn't be no chance of coming back up to the top.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. I tried to get water out of the Waterman Mule, and first day I managed to get a little, and the next day I had a dipper, you know, where I cook, make syrup, you know, with a long handle to it, where you dip syrup, hot syrup out of the kettle.
Yeah.
And I can't hit long, and I was knocked some things back and dip a little water for the mule. That's where I had the water.
Dip it yourself.
Yes, sir. Because the mule couldn't get that water. Well, in fact, she wouldn't try to get that. Now, all them things that she'd have been eating them, she wouldn't drink no water, you know.
Yeah.
But I just said if that boy fell, I'd boat out there in that place. When he fell, he just broke right on through that, all that trash, some lilies and things. And he got under there. Well, see, it wasn't no chance for him to come back. Now, it don't take much to keep you up in the water, but you know, if you get under there, if you can't stand on the ground, you can't come out from under that stuff.
Yeah.
And then, now I guess that's what kind of drowned him, so you got strangled, you know, after you get strangled, I reckon.
Then you get scared.
Yes, sir.
Fight it.
Yes, sir. Well, I guess that's what he's done, you know, after he seen he was drowning, he just got scared, you know, and whooped around his own self. If anybody had been out with him, I don't imagine they would have been any help to him, I think. They said that place is pretty deep. It's a sink. You have been over there, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
It's a sink kind of place. They say it's pretty deep. I don't know how deep it is.
Well, I understood, you know, he got home and he fished around all these places.
Yes, sir.
I don't know any good places to fish.
No, sir. Well, I think they was up there. I seen them cross the railroad up there, that place on the railroad below my house. I know this George Truckman, and this boy was following him in his car. But I seen the car, but I didn't know the boy was home then, and I didn't know who it was. But they met down there just a few days before this thing happened down there, that place. They must not caught nothing because he didn't go back no more. And
he went right by your house.
Yes, but you know, they crossed the railroad. You know, see that crossing back this way, you know, they went across that crossing and drive down just a little further.
Well, they didn't cross over on your side.
Not then. George had been coming over on that side, but he didn't that day. He's on the other side of the railroad. And he went down, they didn't drive. Well, they can't go much further down, just a little bit further on that side.
George used to be a big fisherman too.
Yes, sir. Well, they've been going down there often and on this year. George and Martha, two, three of them down that river, going down there. But I hadn't seen none of them since this thing happened. I guess they all kind of gave it up, I guess.
Yeah. Well, they got burned out too, you know.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Had a whole lot of bad luck right there together.
Yeah.
Well, didn't there used to be a lot of good fishing places up and down the lake?
Up and on, down on the dry land?
Uh-huh.
Well, there's a place there at the bridge. Just cross the bridge, right where the fish at that bridge. Just cross the bridge and then you get off the road and turn into the lift there and go right around that little place. It's a good place around there to catch brims and things.
Oh.
Yes, but it wasn't very far from the bridge. It's about far from the big dead road from here, you know, the Dave's the Rice house up there.
Oh.
Yes, but it was a good place to catch brim fish. We used to fish back there way back long time, but them the only fish places I know you could stand on dry land. It's just when I was a boy we used to fish down in there, but I never did fish back there lately. Well, I guess I better.
Oh, you were brought up in this country, wasn't you?
I've been here all my life. Well, you know, I tell you, Mr. Miles, I was born back over there. Way I could go across that rail down that railroad and turn off and go there. I could go there in about 3.5 miles where I was born at. Back if I go back that way, you know, go down the railroad a piece and turn off and go across back in there. If you know where the old Turner place is, Sam Turner place, you ever heard talk about it? They claim they hunt a lot of deals back over there. But I live just back 1 mile. Well, as Mike said, just a mile and a little bit over from the railroad back east. That's where I, from the Turner place. That's where.
Is it open back there now?
It's pine sap and it blew up.
Yeah.
Yes. Back to the east. Thick.
Can you get through there?
Yes. Old roads. Some of them old roads you can travel through there.
Yeah.
Yes. You can drive all through there now and go all the way to Rochelle now.
Oh, we can?
Yes. You know where that gate is up there next to Gracie's, where that pond is?
Yeah.
Well, you go in that gate. You can go on from there, right on through Rochelle. Road twisted about, you know, country roads, you know, crooked all through. But it's going,
oh, really?
You can come out at Rochelle.
But that's not a public road anymore. It's all private.
Yes. Yes.
And nobody, nothing back there?
No, sir.
No houses?
Well, houses back where you get up at 2.5 miles from Rochelle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you'd not know to go there because it's private, have to go through a gate.
Yeah, but you can, they'll let you go, they don't mind you traveling through there. I'm not, I think most of the time they'd be kind of, well, they're not particular then. And the hunting season, they're not protected then because, you know, they let everybody go in there then.
Yeah.
But the gate is open now, but you have to close the gates now because now you take that path of there. Marvin and them had this path to run on both sides of the railroad.
Yeah.
They're the ones fenced that place on down to them, the gate, on down to the bridge there on both sides of the road.
Oh,
well, he didn't give up the one but on the north side of the road. And this young fellow, what got a place up there by Marvin Hogan's. He's leased at that pastor.
Yeah.
And he goes back. He goes back now. This year, boy got that place right there. His granddad's place is up there about 2 miles, I guess, from Rochelle, back south of Rochelle.
Oh.
Well, he got that pastor up for his granddaddy's place.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Well, now, your family, Coleman, who's left in your family?
The people in my family? Well, just a few of us scattered. Now, if anywhere outside of where I was, a few at Almond, 2 or 3 at Almond, all dead out, and just for my sisters and brothers. I have no brothers now living. One sister up here between here and Gainesville. You know, where that old Miss Pearl place. She lived in a little stone house just back this way, where they're building another house back over. That's where she lived at. And the other sisters in Palm Beach.
Oh.
Just three of us, sisters and brothers.
Yeah.
Must have some damn kin folks. Got a few at Rochelle. Some scattered around. It was a big family of Coleman, but got on kind of small now.
They're scattered so bad.
Scattered, then the biggest majority of them now is dead out now.
Yeah.
Yes, and these what living is scattered. Now, really, I got some kin folks at Crescent City. They were, should be first cousins to me, but I wouldn't know them. I had never seen them.
Yeah.
And I have been.
Oh, really?
No, sir, I've never seen them. He's my daddy's brother, of course. His half brother, but still that is his brother right on.
Yeah.
And he had some children there. What did it say? Five or six of them down there. And then I had some more there, and all them, I guess, dead out. But them that I ain't never seen, I don't know more about them than you do.
Well, yeah. Is your sister in pretty good shape?
Yes, that's the youngest one up here. Now this one in Palm Beach, she's older than I am. Yeah. Both of them, I think, healthy pretty fair, I guess. Yeah.
Well,
this is the youngest one up here.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby child.
Well, do you all visit around and everything?
Yes, sir. Of course, I don't go to Palm Beach, but this one and myself, we visit. Often, why she'd be out home just about every week.
Or
every other week or something like that. Sometimes she don't get there every week, but she don't be no later in the next week.
Yeah.
Yes.
What does she drive around in?
Yeah, she got a Chevy. Not a Chevy. She had a Chevy. I didn't just come to Mr. Howard, what's the name of her car?
But she has to keep a car going.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
She keeps it going.
Well, now, who she live with over there?
Oh, her husband died. She lives by herself.
Oh, does she?
Yes. Now, that's kind of, I don't like, that's so well for living by herself, but she lives by herself. She gets along all right so far, but you know, you can't never tell about these things.
No.
Just like you mentioned just now about the people repaying them bills, you know, and people that have either that you have a little money on you, and sometimes they might miss it, you know. You might not have none at that time, but they'll have that in mind anyway.
Yeah.
And they'll come looking for it.
Yeah.
Well, that's one reason I keep the old dog around there. But that dog what you gave me, she's getting... You pretty smart the yard dog now.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
Well, she ought to be.
Yes, sir.
How does she do?
So she'll meet him at the gate now.
And speak to him?
Yes, sir. Well, she, this here white, who lives down there at, next to Mr. Geiger's and trailer, John, come over here and make it over. He comes out one day, and he comes out on the end. But she was... easy to listen at you.
Uh-huh.
You speak to her, she'll stop right then.
Uh-huh.
But she hadn't got close enough to him, her nose almost touching his thigh, and the way she's acting like she's gonna catch him.
Yeah.
Yes. And she didn't make a whole lot. She barked all right at first, and she went right on up to him. But he come right on in. But that's the way I think you have to. I told him since that, when they come there, not to come right on in, wait till I speak to her. After that, she won't bother you. She'll let you come in and she won't pay no attention to you.
And after you speak?
Yes.
That's good.
Well,
yes.
You know.
And, but I believe...
That's smart.
Yes. If you... Anybody... Of course, now, it might be some people can much up with her and come on in. But anybody come there and just walk out on in, you know, and not... I kind of... I got it in my mind that she would bite her.
Well, that's lucky, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
You're glad you didn't get rid of it now?
I sure is. Yes, I'm sure is glad of it. I wouldn't want to get rid of it now. I think I'd buy my breakfast and dinner with her, and if they have to go hungry, we both have to go hungry.
She's a fine dog.
Yes, ma'am.
She's
in good shape now too. I got a pet now. You know, after she found them, she wouldn't bark actually before. After she found the first puppy, puppies.
Yeah.
But she started right from there.
Oh, did she?
Yes, sir. She started right from there.
Yeah.
That's mean, Nana, she don't care. She kind of satisfied that dog, because now this is a dog. I don't know whether you've seen him or not. He's a char dog.
Yeah.
He comes. Yeah, I don't know, somebody brought him there and turned him loose, and he come up there to the house.
Yeah.
Well, he loves to follow. Now, if I tied him before I left there just now. If I hadn't tied him, he'd have tried to follow me right on here. He won't follow that truck anywhere he goes.
Oh, he does.
Yes. But this dog, what you give me, but she stay there. He brought her off one time, and so I stopped that. I've been tying him, and I'll tie him, and the other one will stay there.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
But both of them smart dogs.
Smart dogs, yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's one thing that makes me feel a little bit safe. I tell you the truth, you know, they'll keep anybody that comes until I can get my shotgun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
yeah.
makes
you feel. Yes, sir. Because by the time they get an ass, and this dog you gave me, most everybody was scared of her, just the looks of her, you know.
Just the looks of her.
Yeah, just the looks of her scared a lot of people.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
It scared me, too.
I guess so. But she really gonna make a good dog. I told Anna at first, I said she don't bark much now, but that dog probably will make a good dog. I told her that when we first got her, because we had a bulldog that way when we first got him. First was raising him from a puppy, and he was a year and a half to 2 years old before he was any good, and he made one of the best kind of yard dogs. Nobody couldn't come in there.
Well, you know, this dog didn't know that she was supposed to. She'd always been just, you know, she never had to do
it. No, ma'am. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
But if she'll listen to you, that's,
yes, sir, she
that's
will.
What I appreciate.
Yes, sir. She'll listen to you. And if anyone come in there now and I mind her awful, then she won't bother them more.
That's the end of Channel 1 Right, the visit with Woodard Coleman, this 15th, Tuesday the 15th of June, 1971. The end of Channel 1 Right, and a continuation of the visit with Woodard Coleman, this Tuesday afternoon, the 15th of June, 1971. Hot and dry. Clouds making all around, but we're in the middle. Channel 1 Right, the end of Channel 1 Right, and a continuation of the visit with Woodard Coleman this Tuesday afternoon, the 15th of June, 1971. Channel 1 Right, and a continuation of the visit, the end of it, and a continuation of the visit with Woodard Coleman this Tuesday afternoon, the 15th of June, 1971.